And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, we're going to head on over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's your week going so far?
Oh, you know, it's only Tuesday, but it's been interesting. You know, when you got a building project, it's always interesting.
Yeah, always something, huh?
Yeah.
How's the building project going with the new library?
It's coming along, but there's always some hiccup or something or another that,
yep.
I don't know, we'll see. We eventually will move there. You know, part of me is like, you know, it's going to be quite an incredible move, you know. Putting it off, is that really that bad?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, there's a lot to do, a lot to think about, and a lot to accomplish, I bet.
Well, and it's an old building, so,
yep.
You know, you're going to run into a few little glitches here and there, and there's still supply and demand issues, you know, with the, construction chains, because mm-hmm. we're waiting on a part for this or a part for that, or, you know, so there's just a few little hiccups. But last night, the staff from the Appleton Library and I went into the new space just to kind of see how things were transpiring. And, you know, part of the large room is carpeted and painted. And, you know, it gives you the illusion of, you know, what it's going to really look like when it's done.
Nice.
So,
that's exciting.
It was super exciting. And the artists are in there painting away on a mural in the kids' area.
Okay.
So, yeah, super exciting.
Good.
You know, lots of fun stuff is occurring. It's just, you know, everything is interesting.
Yeah, I know we got plans. We're going to be broadcasting live on our first library show from the building there. So,
of course.
That'll be great.
Of course. That would be super.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Anyway, and so until then, we have a plethora of things that we're offering here at the Appleton Library in the Appleton Civic Center. And so tonight, we have a program here, Tuesday, May 16th at 6:30 p.m., and we are talking with Master Gardeners, which is super exciting. And then we are also going to be talking with Tom Watson, who is in charge of the community garden here in town. And we are giving away some plants.
Oh,
too.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of exciting that we have this opportunity to have some master gardeners and some of our experts on hand to tell us everything about gardening and more. And it's not just, it's a mixture of gardening. You've got plants, flowers, you've got vegetable gardening. It's just kind of a discussion on gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And then Master Gardeners Andrea Johnson and Kathy Tweeten will be here, and then also Sydney Massey will be here, and Tom Watson. So we've got a plethora of garden knowledge there from, you know,
I guess.
Succulents to tomatoes to, you know. And Tom does a lot of cooking with all sorts of different types of vegetables, too, that is interesting. And he even grows celery, of all things.
Wow.
So, yeah, he grows all sorts of stuff. So it'll be interesting, and keep that in mind. Stop on down. Very casual. It is Tuesday, May 16th, which is today at 6:30 p.m. So we hope that you're able to attend. And we've got these wonderful plants that were donated by a local source, too. Bree, who works at the city office here, has donated some plants for us to give away at this event, too.
Nice.
So, yeah, super exciting. And then Wednesday is always Library Day for kids. After school at 3:30 p.m., we are making a memo board. We've got one on display, and we've had adults say, I would like to make that. So I think it should be a fun event and something fun for the kids to do after school at 3:30 p.m. Also coming up, we've got our book club that's going to be meeting a week early on the 22nd of May, and we are reading The Woman on Fire by Lisa Barr. And then the following week, we are doing wax resist painting. We are closed on Monday, the 28th, for Memorial Day. And then we will have Lego Club on the 31st as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of exciting. Another fun thing to talk about and think about is tomorrow, registration begins for our summer reading program. We are offering two summer reading programs, one for children that are age, up to,
mm-hmm.
and then one for teens. We can give you the specifics if you're interested in signing up. And registration starts tomorrow, so you can give us a call, stop on down, and we've got all our activities and events are all planned out. We are going to be meeting on Wednesdays because Wednesdays are library days. There's some take-and-bake weeks and some weeks that we have in person, and we've got an entire schedule that you'll be able to mark down and plan ahead. The summer reading program, Find Your Voice, starts June 1st, and it goes until July 31st. And like I said, if you're used to coming to the library, you know that Wednesday is usually the day that we do all sorts of children and teen activities. So,
okay.
So it should be a fun program. Right now we're planning on running everything out of this location because we're still kind of in the halfway world of wondering when we're going to be moving.
Okay.
So, so keep that in mind, too, which is a great location. You know, we've got wonderful outdoor space. We've got a meeting room we have access to. So what more could we possibly want?
There you go.
Right?
Good.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I guess, what are people reading?
Yeah, I'm interested to know what people are reading.
Well, there's a lot of new books out, which is kind of exciting. I don't know if any of you have been reading the Women's Murder Club series by James Patterson. And Maxine Pietro have written the next installment. It's the 23rd book in the Women's Murder Club series. So that is out. The Wedding Planner by Danielle Steele. She's got a new one. An Unmarried Wedding Planner Contends with Problems, Secrets, and Scandals. Patty Callahan Henry has a new book out called The Secret Book of Flora Lee. There's been a lot of hype about this book. It's an illustrated book offering potential clues, arrives years after World War II, and a woman in London delves into her past. Now, again, this is all fiction, so it's not true stories.
Mm-hmm.
The Ferryman Justin Cronin, by Justin Cronin, is a man who shepherds retirees to an island where their bodies are renewed and memories are wiped clean, questions everything he once believed. When I first read about this book, I thought, whoa, kind of interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, so you get a whole new body, Paul.
All right.
You won't know who you are.
There you go.
And then new in nonfiction, Luke Russert has a book out called Look For Me There. The Emmy Award-winning journalist details how he grieved for his late father and sought to make his own way. Also, Lessons Learned and Cherished by Deborah Roberts is essays by celebrities about the teachers who impacted their lives. You know, I mean, a lot of us could say that we were impacted by the teachers in our lives, and so kind of an interesting read. The Story of Art Without Men by Katie Hessel. It's an overview of over 300 works of art from the Renaissance period to present day by women-only artists.
Mm.
So lots of interesting new books out, and if you've got a favorite author, you want to know if they have a new release, stop on down. We'd love to help you, and of course, it's approaching summer, so if you need summer reading recommendations, we've always got those going on for you, too.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, real good, Cindy. Where are you located and when you open?
Well, right now we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2.
All right, real good. Thanks, Cindy, and have fun tonight at the garden expo thing there, whatever it's called.
It should be a good time. We have a lot of experts on hand, so if you're interested in gardening, this is the place for you.
All right. What time's that start?
It starts at 6:30.
6:30 tonight at the Appleton Library. So, all right.
That's
thanks, Cindy.
Right.
Talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you. Have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.